The spacecraft from Sirius gave up on crop circles and other shit that the media circus had exposed, partly as fraud. Instead, the crafty space aliens decided to freak out. They decided to freak out. So they got all the metallic objects of the Earth and stuck them together. Cars, fridges, trains and factories collided, magnetized by their mysterious freaky wave. And before very long, large parts of automobiles, factories, refineries were becoming infested monsters and taking human form. 20 stories high, metallic gods, and crushing innocent drivers in their way as they oozed the blood and human remains of whatever got stuck in the metallic trap of their new life on Earth. A liquefied blew up the air. Shrieked the almighty aliens as they watched their immortal metallic gods crash, bash, rip, smash, tear, mash, crush and kick every building, human, cat, bridge, dog, farmer, lover, mother, road, fence, border control car, nuclear power plant, airport, dolly, goalie, and school, factory, stadium, so on, so on, so many, 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 so on, so on, so on. Citizens of Earth, screaming in terror and dying instantly from heart attack as the shock of death was too much. The metallic creatures of doom let out a metallic, angelic roar of delight and ran towards each other, embracing and hugging, a crunching sound of love. The Air Force came in like spuds to a starving but fiscal 17-year-old, only to be met by total destruction by the fist of God, which came out of the sky as fast as lightning. The metallic monsters of doom had their day, had won World War III, were immortal, and would live forever on Earth, roaming and hugging, and having a generally great time, throwing around the remains of the human race, erecting new buildings to show the gods that they were immortal! Immortal!